Hare Krishna. So Krishna has spoken about the demigod worshippers. He said that those people whose intelligence is stolen by lots of material desires, they are the ones who worship demigods and they are not qualified enough to worship Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Now a question might come that how come these people get faith to worship the Devi Devtas? Who is giving them faith? So this particular question is answered here in shloka number 21. Yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktah shraddhayarchitum icchati tasya tasya chalam shraddham tam eva vidadamyaham. So here Krishna is saying that shraddhaya architum icchati. So, as soon as a person desires, icchati, shraddhaya architum, to worship some demigod with faith, so what happens then? Tasya, tasya, achalam, shraddham, tam eva, vidadam mi aham. So, it's Krishna who actually makes the person's faith steady. That is, achalam shraddham. He makes the person's faith very steady, so that yo yo yam yam tanum bhaktah, so that he can worship or devote himself to that particular deity tanum. So who is giving faith to worship Devi Devtas? Krishna is giving faith. And it's natural also to know, to understand, that in this world not even a blade of grass moves without sanction of Krishna. Then how come someone can worship some Devi Devta by his own? So here Krishna is the personality in the background who gives the faith to that person to worship some Devi Devta, some demigod. So here it is given. God has given independence to everyone. This is what is the problem. All of us have got minute independence. Krishna has given us free will. And by using that free will, by using that independence, we all can decide what we want to do. So here it is said that if a person desires to have material enjoyment and wants very sincerely to have such facilities from the material demigods, the Supreme Lord, a super soul in everyone's heart, understands and gives facility to such persons. As the Supreme Father of all living entities, He does not interfere with their independence but gives all facilities so that they can fulfill their material desires. What an amazing Father we have. Whatever we are desiring, He is making the arrangement. He is giving us the facilities. He sees that how strong the desire is in the heart of this person. So as soon as any desire, any material desire becomes very strong in our heart, Krishna, as Paramatma in the heart, Anumanta and Upadrishta, the sanctioner and the overseer, He sees and He sanctions the desire depending on our past karma. He is that personality who always cares for all of us. That, okay, my child is desiring this particular thing. Okay, chalo, let me give. This is what exactly happens. So Krishna is the one who actually makes the faith steady in the heart of the person who has got material desires to approach a particular demigod to get the desire fulfilled. So here it is given that some may ask why all-powerful God gives facilities to living entities for enjoying this material world and so lets them fall into the trap of illusory energy. Many times people ask this, that why is God doing this? If sense gratification is what is going to trap us in this material world, then why is He allowing us to do sense gratification? Why these facilities are given to us? Better He takes away all the facilities. But the answer here is, if the Supreme Lord as Super Soul does not give such facilities, then there is no meaning to independence. Therefore, He gives everyone full independence. Whatever one likes. But His ultimate instruction we find in Bhagavad Gita. What is that? One should give up all other engagements and fully surrender unto Him. That will make Him happy. So there are two things happening here. One is, we are pestering Krishna that I want this particular desire to be fulfilled. So, we are intensely desiring. That is almost like pestering the Lord. So what Lord does? Chalo, chalo, theek hai. He sanctions the desire. But what is the Lord's desire? What is Lord expecting? సర్వధర్మాన్ పరిత్యజ్య మామేకం శరణం వ్రజః అహం త్వం సర్వ పాపేభ్యో మోక్షయిష్యామి మా సుచ. దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద డిజైర్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్, దట్ యు గివ్ అప్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ అండ్ జస్ట్ సరెండర్ ఆన్ టు మీ, ఐ విల్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ యూ. సో దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద డిజైర్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. బట్ దెన్ గోయింగ్ అగేన్స్ట్ హిజ్ ఓన్ డిజైర్, హీ శాంక్షనింగ్ ద డిజైర్ ఆఫ్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ. దిస్ ఇస్ హిస్ మర్సీ, దిస్ ఇస్ హిస్ అన్కండిషనల్ లవ్ టువర్డ్స్ ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ. Many times people say that God does not love me. Is it so? Then why is he there in your heart then? As Paramatma, he loves us so much that he never leaves us. He's always there with us, always seeing what activities we are doing. He's always there with us, sanctioning our desires, be it nasty of the nastiest desires. He still fulfills the desire because we are desiring it very, very intensely. Both the living entity and the demigods are subordinate to the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the living entity cannot worship the demigod by his own desire, nor can the demigod bestow any benediction without the supreme will. So, two sides are there here. One is, a worshipper cannot worship by his own. So, faith is given by Krishna to worship the demigod. And a demigod cannot sanction the desire of the worshipper by his own. So, who gives the benediction? The Supreme Lord gives the benediction, empowers the demigods, and the demigods fulfills the desire of the worshipper. So in both the sides, who is involved? Krishna is involved on both the sides. And there are various categories of people. Various categories of people worship various different Devi Devtas. Some examples are given here. A deceased person, he worships the sun god. He thinks that, oh, if I worship sun god, then what will happen? Oh, I'll get freed from this disease. A person wanting education, he tries to worship whom? Goddess Saraswati. Person wanting a beautiful wife, he worships Goddess Uma. So in this way we see that there are different people approaching different Devi Devtas, not understanding that finally Krishna is the one who is empowering them to fulfill their desires. They are so less intelligent that they don't understand that the personality called Krishna, he is doing everything, but indirectly they are trying to go towards Krishna. But the intelligent ones are the ones who actually see, okay, these Devi Devtas, they are getting the power from Krishna. Why don't I directly go to Krishna and ask for the benediction? This is very, very intelligent decision. Here it is given, because a particular living entity wants to enjoy a particular material facility, Lord inspires him with strong desire to achieve that benediction from that particular demigod, and so he successfully receives the benediction. So we have to just desire, Lord will do everything else. The particular mode of devotional attitude of the living entity towards particular type of demigod is also arranged by Supreme Lord. Now if the desire is in the mode of ignorance, then Lord will arrange things accordingly. If the desire is in the mode of passion, Lord will arrange those things accordingly. So we can just imagine, we are supposed to serve the Lord, but then we are taking service from the Lord, making him dance the way we want. How abominable is our situation. Such arrogant people we are. We are making Krishna dance on our fingers by desiring something nonsense. So ideally we have to serve Krishna. We are his servants. But then by desiring various things, we are making Krishna our servant. This is what we understand from here. The demigods cannot infuse the living entities with such an affinity, but because he is the Supreme Lord, the Super Soul, who is present in the hearts of all living entities, Krishna gives impetus to a man to worship certain demigods. But who are demigods? Demigods are actually different parts of the universal body of Supreme Lord. Therefore, they have no independence. So here, if we properly analyze, desire is the thing that is actually taken into picture. So we devotees have to desire the right thing. Now many times people, when they are stuck in some problem, be it some monetary issue, health issue, relationship issue or whatever it is, somehow they get deviated from the devotional path and they go to some demigods here and there to fulfill their desires. So one thing we have to understand is everything is going to happen in our life depending on our past karma. So we have done something and we have to reap the benefit or we have to suffer for it. But then one thing that we have in our hand is to desire to go back to Godhead. This is in our hand. Then why to desire to set things right in our life? Anyways, things will get set right automatically. So we never expected, we never prayed for suffering, it came. Similarly, suffering will go and automatically happiness will come. Things will be set right automatically by the past karma. But then one thing will not happen automatically. That is going back home, back to Godhead. For that, we have to intensely desire. We have to pray to Krishna that, oh Krishna, for many, many lifetimes I have been there in this material world. Now I have got some intelligence. Now I have been reading your Bhagavad Gita. Now I have been hearing your teachings. I am chanting your holy names. Oh Lord, give me intense faith to worship you. Intense faith. I don't want to deviate now. Enough. Enough of beating around the bush. Now I want to just worship you, march towards you and attain you this very lifetime. Please give me that intense faith. If we desire this, why will not Krishna give us intense faith? So we all devotees should have only one desire. What is that one desire? We have to attain Krishna this very lifetime, go back home back to Godhead, serve Krishna for His pleasure. This one desire is enough for devotees. If this one desire is very strong, everything else will fall in place. Automatically, we will become very, very intense. Our mood will become very, very intense to worship Lord Krishna and to chant the holy names of Lord Krishna. So here, again, a question. How come these Devi Devtas, they're receiving the worship and they're giving benediction? How is it possible? Because they're servants of Krishna. How come they're able to give the benedictions? So this question is answered by Krishna in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.